I would use bulk copy and a staging table, or you can use batching. So let's say use either stir procedure and pass a table valued parameter, some custom user type, or you can pass XML or JSON, and in the stir procedure then parse this parameter and use a set operation, so insert multiple records at once. Let's say you can use a batch. I would start with 10,000 records per batch, and then in a sequence you can be calling this batch. You could introduce, depending on how complex it is for you to create those records, there could be some producer or multiple producers, like a pipeline created. So producers would be building or composing these rows, and then there could be one or more consumers that are pulling data from the queue and then inserting data to the database. But you need to make sure that you don't overload the disk IO. So what I saw in past, that it's good to have like two workers that are inserting to a table, and this usually increases the performance to a certain extent. But when you have three or more workers, you usually overload the server, and then the queue gets maxed out, and then you start seeing some performance bottlenecks and like peaking IO and so on. So always measure it. Like, I would start with one worker first. Sometimes you even need to enforce that no multiple, let's say, workers will be inserting to database. So you can create some semaphore using which you would be able to drive the back pressure, and it would be able to introduce some throttling into the system.